أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء فرعون ومن قبله والمؤتفكات بالخاطئة فعصوا رسول ربهم فأخذهم أخذة رابية. From the beginning of the surah we read that Allah Ta'ala explained about the day of Qiyamah, how it will come and what a severe day. And to explain that, Allah gave the examples of the azab that came on the people of Ad and Thamud. They were so strong nation, so powerful, they carved out their homes from mountains. But still when Allah's azab came, and that was just one azab of the wind, and they could not do anything, but they were just completely destroyed. By that Allah reminds us, get prepared for the day of Qiyamah, which will be much, much more worse. Further, also from a historical point of view, further Allah Ta'ala explains, look at other great powerful nations, what had happened to them. وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْن or آيَا فِرْعَوْن, and Fir'aun had also come after Ad and Thamud, and it is said he ruled for 400 years without a headache, and he was so powerful, so strong, his nation, his army, etc., that he claimed that he owns and he is God himself. He went to that extent that Ana Rabbukum al-Ala, I am your God. This is when power goes to the head, a person even claims to be Allah. But finally, when Allah's various types of punishment had come in his life, but he did not take heed of that. Finally, when Allah Ta'ala made him drown in the water, and that very same water, he said that I am the Allah of these rivers and these waters also. His own, what he was regarding as his, that what he controls, that very same thing destroyed him completely with his whole army also. So we all should take lesson from that. وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ or جو اس سے پہلے تھے and other nations that were before Fir'aun also. The nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. How much Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam invited them towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and they were particularly also involved in malpractices in business. They used to cheat a lot and rob in business practices. That also he warned them about. How severely didn't Allah's punishment come to them when they did not believe in the Rasul and they carried on in their evil ways. And also the people of Lut alayhi salam, which is explained a little bit more in detail here in the ayat, that what had happened to them also, wal mu'tafikat or ulajani wali bastiya, and this nation, this tribe, this people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who were thrown upside down. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, lifted them up on the tip of his wing and took them up into the air and threw them down upside down. The reason ulama say that they were thrown upside down because they were involved in this great upside down act of homosexuality. That where man used to satisfy himself with man. And unfortunately, that is passed as law in many countries today where it is permissible. This is openly inviting this great adab of Allah Ta'ala. In one place also, Allah Ta'ala explains, people say that when is Allah's azab going to come? So much of destruction, so much the people are talking of the azab. Allah Ta'ala says that by Allah, the time span is not like how we measure. There is a much more longer time span. So Allah gives respite for time. But when that azab comes, it comes very severely. Bil khati'a, khatai karte huye. And this was all because of their disobedience to Allah, and particularly the great sin of not believing in Allah and believing in idols. Leaving Allah aside and believing in idols which man make with their own hand, and then they go and worship that. Allah has made man, created man, man should be worshipping Allah Ta'ala. فَعَصَوْ رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ فِرْ حُكَمْنَا مَعْنَا أَبْنِ رَبْكَ. And also when they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, they did not follow his commandments either. فَأَخَذَهُمْ أَخْذَةَ الرَّابِعَةَ. Phir pakra unko, pakarna sakht, Then we took them to a very heavy task and we caught them very severely and gave them a severe punishment. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah's punishment had come to them. And besides the Quran Sharif and besides our deen of Islam, the event of Nuh alayhi salam, the floods in the time of Nuh are known throughout the world. So it is, and why it's known like this to everyone, it is to take a lesson from this, that we should also take a lesson when they made a great mockery out of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. For over 950 years he was preaching to them, but they would not accept his teachings at all. And finally, when Allah wanted to punish them, he commanded Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to build that ship, that ark. And Allah said, "Bi'ayunina, we will personally supervise the building of the ship." And that was the first ship in the world that ever was built. And this is also a great phenomena. Such a heavy, heavy thing laden with so much of cargo and people. But it floats on water, which even a stone you put on water, it goes down. But the ship floats on water. That is also a great thing to take a lesson of Allah's Qudrat and Allah's favors upon us. And when he built the ship, then they made a great mockery out of him. They say, "Nuh, you are gone mad or something. That yeah, there are droughts, there is no water, and you are building a ship. Are you gone mad or something? We told you not to sit with this low class people and who just people who are mad upside down. Now see what has happened to you. You building a ship when there are droughts and droughts and no water." But he knew the commands of Allah, and that is a quality of iman which we have to build. Though everything seems against it, interest, it looks like we can flourish, we can get a loan on interest, do a lot of business, become rich. But what Allah has made haram, we should stick to that. That is our only way out. From a problem, we think we can lie and get out of the problem, but we should just speak the truth, in there will be our salvation. So anyway, when the floods did come, and what floods came, the people said that we will climb on the mountain and save ourselves. They could not save themselves. The son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, "Sa'awi ilal jabal ya'asimuni minal ma'." I will climb on the mountains and that will save me from the waters and the floods. And he refused to sit on the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. But those who had iman, Allah made them sit. And not only them, but even the animals that Allah wanted to save, they were also put on this ark. And in what a storm there was, but Allah Allah protected them. And we are all the children of Nuh alayhi salam from that progeny of his. Otherwise, the rest of the people were drowned at that time. So all this is for us to learn. Inna lamma tagal ma'u. Humne jis waqt pani ubala, the time ubla, the time when we made water to come to just come forth from the bottom of the ground, water was coming out, springs and fountains. And looks like the flood gates were open from the skies, water from the skies, and continuously one way it was raining, and nothing could save them, not their dams, not anything what they had built, and nobody can stop the rain when it comes, and the floods when they come, and in what a way they come, nobody can stand against it. Allah warns us of this also. حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ لَعَدْ لِيَتُمْكُ چَلْتِ كَشْتِ مَنْ. And those who are going to be saved, Allah said, we saved you in that boat, in that ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً تَاكِ رَكِي اُسْكُ تُمْهَارِ يَادْكَارِ كَي وَاسْتَي. So that not only the Muslims or reciters of the Quran Sharif, but the whole of mankind can take a lesson. Everyone in the world knows about the floods of Nuh alayhi salam, when those floods had come, and of the other punishments which were also known to mankind. Allah say, all this is not just to study history and to know historical facts, but to take a lesson from there. That when we don't believe in Allah, we break His laws, then in this way Allah's azab comes even in this world. لنجعلها لكم تذكرة وتعيا أذن واعية. اور سین کر رکھے اس کو کہاں سین کر رکھنے والا. And so that you take a lesson, it goes down in the recesses of your heart and you realize the qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala and that you don't break His laws. And then further Allah explains of the day of Qiyamah. Well, all this is to prepare us that remember a much more severe day will come with than all this, than what Fir'aun got drowned, what Nuh alayhi salam and the floods came in his time, what earthquakes came and what tornadoes came and how people were destroyed. This is nothing. It's a picnic in compared to the day of Qiyamah. So a person must be aware of that, and the actual thing to build our iman and to gain the obedience of Allah Ta'ala to correct our a'mal. وآخر دعوانا.